Greetings, fellow nerds and geeks. Why don't you pull yourself up a chair, grab yourself a beverage, and prepare to enjoy a geek-tastic conversation. Welcome to the Geekeasy.
Welcome back to another installment of the Geekeasy podcast. I'm Pixel Dan.
Pixel Dan Erdley. That's... You have failed this podcast.
Wait, how did I fail anything?
Dude, you gotta watch Arrow. You've got to.
I know.
And The Flash.
I know.
You've got to.
I'm
itching to talk about it on this show. It's burning my soul.
I know. I'm.
There's
I'm
so
terrible.
Much stuff going on right now.
Well, if it at least. Look, I jumped on Supergirl right away because I could. So.
And we'll talk about that today, and it'll be awesome.
Right.
But you gotta do Arrow.
Man, I'm...
And the longer you wait, the harder it is.
I know. That's the truth right there.
Flash is so good.
I got it. How much of Arrow's on Netflix
Three seasons.
3 seasons on Netflix?
Mm-hmm. And one of Flash.
That's pretty good.
Yep. And that catches you right up.
Okay.
Right up to what's coming on now.
I've got to figure out how to make this happen then. I'm still so far behind on Walking Dead, which you have any idea how awful it is being behind on a show like Walking Dead where everybody's just talking about it
all the
time?
Yeah, because I'm like 3 episodes behind and it's rough.
It's so
I don't know
hard
how far
to,
you are. Yeah. But.
Well, I still have like 2 episodes of the last season to finish. Like, I didn't finish the last season all the way.
Okay.
We were right there at the end,
yeah.
But we didn't get a chance to finish it. And so I haven't seen any of this season at all. And then to make things worse, like, we had a stockpile of Walking Dead on our DVR. Comcast just updated our DVR box. They sent us a new box. So we had to replace the box. I lost everything that was on my previous DVR.
Last season's on Netflix.
Yeah, so I need to finish last season, and then I need to get caught up on this current season to where we're at.
I would imagine AMC replays that stuff enough. They're probably on demand.
I'm sure.
Because they're only a few episodes into this season.
Yeah,
so.
It is on demand. So I can catch up with it. It's just, man, you know how time is. It's been almost 2 months since we've recorded a show.
I know.
If that tells you.
And you know how much Arrow and Flash I've watched in that 2 months?
That's all you did while we were gone?
A lot.
We took time off so you could watch Arrow and Flash, and so I could still not watch Arrow and Flash.
We didn't take it off for that reason, but it helped. So now we got this awesome podcast that I get to talk to all of our great fans, and I want to talk about this stuff, but I can't.
I'm the worst.
No, right? You're not the worst.
I have failed this
you're
podcast.
Like bottom 10.
Bottom 10. Until I watch these shows.
Yeah.
I'll figure it out. I gotta figure it out.
Yeah.
Just try to make it happen. Maybe it'll be a little easier around the holidays. I've got a bunch of time off around the holidays, so.
There you go.
We'll see. Maybe I can just sit down and just watch a bunch of superhero shows.
Yeah, there you go.
That'll
there you
be
go.
Cool.
And they're, you know, your kid's young enough. He won't know what's going on yet. It'll be fine.
Yeah. Yeah, so. That's right. Hey, go take these toys over there. You're good. Thanks, kid.
Yep.
Yeah.
They don't use any bad language, and he won't understand the violence. It's fine.
He'll probably just be, like, the whole time I'm watching it, he'll be sitting there, like, wanting to watch Cookie Monster or Peppa Pig or something, because that's what he does now, all the time.
Ugh.
Peppa Pig! Peppa Pig! No, I'm watching this, Spencer. Peppa Pig! Peppa Pig! He's gotten to that age now, where if cartoons aren't on, it's the end of the world. Like, he's got to be watching cartoons. So
awesome.
Yeah, I mean, it is awesome,
yeah.
Except for when you actually hit that point where you're like, okay, now I actually want to watch something that's not Peppa Pig or Sesame Street. Can we please just watch anything else?
We don't watch much when the kids are up anyway because we're concentrating on them, but we'll put them to bed, and I'll immediately go sit down and turn on Flash. And within 10 minutes, Caitlin's coming out going, I gotta go potty. What are you watching? Watching The Flash, honey.
Yeah.
Can I watch it? No. You cannot. It's
she just
bedtime.
She just throws the obligatory, I gotta go potty in front of it.
Yeah. That's so she doesn't get yelled at.
So she doesn't get yelled at. Man, kids are way too smart.
Oh, man.
Way too fast.
They're awesome.
Super awesome.
Yeah.
But, man, he just... blows me away sometimes with the things that he already knows.
Well, at least you're watching Supergirl.
Yeah, I am watching Supergirl.
The show that probably should be on the CW, because then they could all be crossovers.
Yeah, and you know what? Well, and we can go ahead and just start there and talk about it.
Yeah, might as well.
Since we're already into all the superhero stuff. it's cool to see that it's like such a huge ratings hit for CBS right out the gate. And it's funny because it feels like it's a CW show almost. Like even while I'm watching it, it feels like it would fit right in on that station with those other shows.
Like the production values are just a tick higher, but that's the only real difference. But it's the same. I mean, it's a Berlanti production.
Yeah.
So it's the same guy in charge of all three of the shows. Uh-huh. So it makes sense that they feel like they could mesh pretty well.
Right, right. And it's fun so far. I really like it. And it's cool just to see... Well, I'll say it's interesting to see how they're kind of walking the line. Almost like this could technically be part of their movie universe, but it still is just enough different to not be part of their movie universe. You know what I mean? Because they make a lot of references to Superman and things Superman has done. And even in the second episode, they made a bunch of references to him fighting super-powered villains and destroying cities and stuff like that, you know? And so it's like they're making references to things that we technically saw or could have saw in Man of Steel. But this isn't the same universe as their movie universe.
And it's weird. And the only like real connective tissue would in theory be Jimmy Olsen, except in the movie there wasn't a Jimmy Olsen.
There was
like a Jenny. So technically, if you really wanted that to mesh together, it still wouldn't ruin anything. You know, they just have the same last name.
Right, right. And I guess if you really want to get real nitpicky, they never called her Jenny Olsen on screen.
Not?
I don't think they ever said Olsen.
Okay.
I know they called her Jenny.
I thought she was in the credits that way, but
you know what? She could
it's not
be
like
in
I
the,
dissected the
right,
credits or
right.
anything.
And she could be in the credits that way, but they could always, you know, I bet there's a lot of people that watched that movie that had no idea that she was supposed to be a gender-swapped Jimmy Olsen.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. It would not be that hard, you know. And depending on what time... Because I guess he's been Superman for quite a while.
It sounds like he's been Superman for a while now. But yeah, it's kind of cool. And like her uniform even kind of looks movie-esque, like the movie Superman uniform. It's a little brighter. The show in general is so much brighter than anything DC is putting on the silver screen, which is awesome.
Thank you.
Awesome. I love how bright and colorful and full of hope it is for a Superman show. You know what I mean? It's great.
It plays off its own, you know, it's got that sense of like whimsy, I guess you would say.
Yeah, absolutely.
And it plays that up pretty heavy.
Oh yeah. They've already made plenty of silly little, comic book type jokes. Like we've heard her say things like they make a lot of, references to Superman phrases and stuff. Like, I'm trying to remember exactly what she said in the second episode, but she made some kind of reference to like in a single bound or something like that. Oh, you know, they say things like that all the time in the show.
I think it's funny. Like, I swear, and I hope I'm right. I swear they called him Superman like once or twice, like early on, and now they always refer to him. And we're two episodes in, so who knows? But it seems like they've gone out of their way to refer to him as, you know, her cousin and the guy in Metropolis.
They do
not
that.
Calling him Superman much.
They said Superman a couple times in the second episode, and I felt like that was more than they said it in the first episode. So, but they do always say like your friend in blue, and stuff like that, which is kind of funny. I don't know why they go. I don't know. Maybe there's some weird thing where they're only allowed to say Superman a certain amount of times in an episode, like a curse word.
It's the WB. I would not be surprised at all. Here's your rules. What does this even mean? Just follow it. It'll change tomorrow.
Oh, man.
It's a fun show, though.
It's a lot of fun. It's been cool. I'm curious to see. It almost does seem like they're going to kind of do the Freak of the Week thing with it because, you know, they tell the story right away that she... When she came to Earth, she accidentally brought that Kryptonian prison with her. So now there's just all these Kryptonian convicts running around Earth that she's going to encounter that they've got to basically like herd and scoop up. So
it's pretty much impossible to start a show like this without having something similar.
Yeah.
Like you've got a especially at the beginning, you've got to be able to tie your episodes up pretty neatly into one little package because people aren't necessarily committed to watching everything every week.
Yeah.
So you have to have a villain or something for her to fight. but it's got to be something that she can kind of get into and get out of in that time period, so you feel like there's some closure, you know. So I think they set it up pretty well. And I know a lot of people look down on the Freak of the Week type. You know, it's not something I don't think you can do for 5 years on end,
right,
necessarily. But when you're kicking a show off, it's sort of one of those necessary evils, you know. And I don't mind it at all. And I think they thought of a pretty neat way to do it. I do think it's funny because they even show that clip of that, like, prison just, like, having landed, just sitting there. I'm like, I feel like people would have noticed
that. I know, right?
You know? Like, that thing was large.
Well, and then also, like, why didn't Superman notice that?
Yeah.
If he's already been, like, defending the Earth for several years, you'd think that would have been on his radar. You know what I mean?
And I guess if, like, a prison from his home world had just had crash-landed, even if he didn't, like, catch onto it right away, like, someone would tell him at this
point. I know.
He probably wouldn't
just leave that to his inexperienced cousin to handle. He'd probably want to be involved.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's some of those little things you just kind of have to look past because you know that they can't do it. They're not going to do it.
Yeah.
I doubt we'll ever actually see Superman more than, like, the kind of silhouette type stuff.
Yeah, not unless something big changes somewhere along the way.
Yeah.
But, I mean, who knows? Could be cool. There was immediate talks of whether or not the shows could mesh with Flash and Arrow,
mm-hmm.
since it's the same, you know, people behind the scenes. And, of course, obviously the initial response is, nah, I mean, like, we're not planning on that. And they're not. Network swapping is not that easy to do.
Right.
And I'm sure, I don't know anything about the production budgets on any of those shows. I know Flash and Arrow have very high production value for CW shows,
mm-hmm.
you know, because they cannot possibly be that expensive because nobody watches the CW, you know.
Right, right.
So I would imagine CBS has a much bigger budget. But even beyond that, just the way that stuff works, you don't necessarily see a lot of... It's rare to see a show's crossover nowadays, let alone network jump.
Yeah, yeah, exactly, you know? Yeah.
And especially from one of the big four, so... I'm not going to cross... I'll cross my fingers, I guess. I'm not going to hold my breath for that to happen. But immediately,
cool,
that's
though,
the first
it?
Thing people start talking about.
Oh, absolutely.
How well would
of
they...
course.
And totally could happen.
Yeah.
You know? I mean,
yeah.
They could fit together no problem.
Yeah.
I mean, the Flash and Arrow are such different tones anyway, and they cross over pretty regularly. I would see no problems with this show getting into that mix a little bit. It's just a matter of...
And you know, like, they can have different tones, because it's just like, you know, going back to the stuff we talked about in the Marvel Universe, each of these superheroes' books oftentimes have different tones,
mm-hmm.
you know, and you've got your Daredevil, which is the darker stuff, and then you've got your Spider-Man, which is the more lighthearted stuff. I mean, like, they can have different tones and still cross over and still work.
Absolutely.
So the
absolutely.
DC stuff could work that way as well. Yeah, it's been a lot of fun so far. I mean, we're only two episodes in, but it's enough to keep me interested. I'm actually really excited
people
to see where it goes.
People are watching it. People are liking it. It's getting great reviews. The ratings are good, so I'm really happy with
it. And it's you know, a female superhero now that's getting some kind of prime exposure, and that's awesome.
Yep.
You know, that's one of those things
and
people have been wanting to see.
And they're doing it well. I mean, they're doing it. They're making it fun. They're making it happy. It's, you know... girl power without having an agenda, I guess, if I'm saying that right. Hopefully I am. That chick they got playing Supergirl, Melissa Benoist,
mm-hmm.
yeah, she's great.
Yeah, I agree.
She's just like immediately you're just hooked on her,
uh-huh.
you know? She's just got that personality that just really draws you right into the show and the character.
Yeah.
You know, and can play it, can play a semi-goofy role. Goofy's probably the wrong word, but she's a very... it's not like a super serious character,
mm-hmm.
but it's not like a comedy character either. You know, she can run right
it's
on
crazy.
That line where she's having fun and you're having fun with her.
It's crazy how it's so different from the Smallville version of Supergirl.
Yeah.
You know, it's,
for
it's
sure.
so different from their version. But, you know, that's the one of the other things I was thinking about when I was watching this. It was really giving me flashbacks to Smallville. Just thinking, look how different, like, this is.
Mm-hmm.
Like, how much has media and television and movies and everything changed since the days of Smallville, where that was as close as they could get to putting superheroes on a weekly TV show? Like, that's amazing to me.
And that wasn't even that. I mean, that was what?
It wasn't
that
long ago.
Like
02
or 03, something like that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It
I mean,
wasn't
it really
that
wasn't.
Long ago. And we've come a long way, you know. It took some of those movies to actually really make a ton of money, and then they can really get realized, hey, we can do this.
I'm sure the popularity of Arrow and Flash, and again, honestly, I've never even gone to look and see what the ratings are for those. I know you don't have to have nearly as many people watching on the CW as you do on one of the big ones.
Yeah.
You know, to be a a smash hit. So I don't know what the exact numbers are of people who do watch those shows on a regular basis, but I think the success of them, obviously, if you hadn't had Arrow come along and stay strong and
right.
Flash come along and be a big hit, then CBS probably wouldn't have given quite as much thought to the idea of entertaining something
absolutely.
Like this.
Yeah, so absolutely.
The small screen success, once they shifted gears, has led us to more and more chances being taken.
Right. Yeah, absolutely. You were talking about, like, the fun stuff with her character and just how, like, fun she is and everything. Like, how awesome was the moment when she first used her powers and she mm-hmm. saved the airplane? And then she was just so happy and excited for herself.
Yep.
Like, that whole thing was so cool. You know, which it was one of those things where you could totally relate to it because she was, like, on such a high. She did this really amazing thing. She saved all these people's lives, and she didn't, of course, think about the consequences. So that's one of those things that gets hit. You know, she has mm-hmm. to realize that you know, now she's out there. Now she's exposed. Now that, you know, she could be causing all these other problems. But it was just really cool. Just the way she played that whole scenario up was just exciting and fun and totally something that we were lacking in Man of Steel. You mm-hmm. know what I mean? Mm-hmm. We never got to see Clark get real excited and happy the first time he flew.
Yeah.
And we needed that.
Yeah.
Like, that would have been so great to see.
Yeah.
So I also like they made that reference. They were like, you know, your cousin saved a plane on his first first mission too, or whatever. I thought that was kind of fun.
I wasn't even 100% sure what they were referencing, because all I could think during that whole plane scene was like, all I was thinking was straight out of Superman Returns.
Superman Returns.
They
yeah.
know.
Yeah.
They know.
They know. Yeah. Oh, that's awesome. Cool. Well, I'm excited for it, and it's doing really good in the ratings, so that's really exciting for the property.
Yep.
And hopefully it goes on, and it's a great show. I'm going to keep
yep.
watching it.
Absolutely.
Yep, and now that I'm watching this, I guess I have no more excuses. I got to get into Arrow and Flash.
Arrow and Flash,
I
got to
do it.
Arrow and Flash.
I got to do
They're
it.
They're so good.
All right, well,
you're
let's...
You're going to call me every day.
Every day.
I apologize.
Every day. I'm so sorry, John. I made a huge mistake by not watching Arrow.
What's funny is I'm
way more sorry today than I was yesterday when I called you.
Like, I'm getting on you so bad about it. I didn't catch up on any of it until after two seasons of Arrow had already gone on, so...
I was going to say, when we first started doing this podcast, we were both going, yep. we need to watch Arrow, and yep. now I'm the only one that hasn't.
That's
so.
Right. Only one of the two.
Only one. So.
All right, well, we can stay on the female-led superhero shows.
I think that's a good call. Let's jump over to Marvel, because we got our first look at the upcoming Jessica Jones series just within the last couple weeks here, which is very exciting.
And it
stuff.
Does not look like it would totally mesh with Supergirl at
no,
all.
No, it looks very. It looks like it's going to be in the same type of tone as Daredevil.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
For sure. And it looks creepier.
Very creepy, right? It's got a very scary vibe
yeah.
to it, especially with the Purple Man. What's
David Tennant?
Yeah, David Tennant. What's that character's name?
Kilgore or something?
Yeah,
like
yeah,
yeah.
And they didn't show him actually, like, show him in the trailer, so I really hope he
didn't
actually...
They?
Well, they didn't... I don't think they actually... they showed him from behind, and
okay.
we heard his voice a lot, and I think there might have been, like, a silhouette of his face... So I hope that he's actually purple when they reveal him.
I don't know anything about the character.
I just know that he's supposed to be
purple.
I don't know. See, I don't know. And
yeah.
I'd be totally fine if he's like knots and then becomes, I don't know. It really doesn't matter too much is if the character's awesome, which looks like it's going to be a really intense villain.
Yeah, that whole show looks like it's going to be super
looks
intense.
Like it's going
like
to be
disturbing
oh,
intense.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, I'm excited for it, but I'm also scared.
You're scared? Well, it looks pretty cool from what we saw, and yeah, very, very gritty. We've got that street level kind of feel again back there in New York City, so we're going to get to see some of the stuff from different characters' perspectives. And
looks like a decent amount of power, man, like you were saying.
Looks
too.
Like a decent, yeah. Luke Cage seems like he's got a pretty prominent role, and that's pretty cool. It's going to be neat kind of seeing Luke Cage. It's crazy to think that we've got like a series with Luke Cage as a prominent character,
yeah.
But that's pretty cool.
Two.
I mean. He's, Luke Cage. Yeah, because he's going to have his own series after
yeah.
this, right?
Yeah.
But, he was always a big deal in the books as far as, like, the history of comics goes, because he was the first black superhero to have his own comic book series.
Yeah, he was big back in the 70s,
uh-huh.
I think, yeah.
Yeah, so that's, he's always been kind of a big deal in Marvel, and I know that he kind of, I feel like he faded out of the picture a lot, especially like in the 90s and stuff like that. I didn't see a lot of Power Man at all.
Yeah,
because
that's when I read a lot of the comics I read was in that stretch, and he was around, but
right.
He wasn't like a big, big deal.
I think he's been a lot more prominent in recent years, and I know for certain that Iron Fist has had a pretty big part in like a lot of the Spider-Man cartoons. I think Luke Cage has been right there alongside him. So I know that like they've been putting those characters out there for like kids and stuff to get to know. So that's really cool. So we'll actually get to see like the first ever live action appearance of a character. Well, Jessica Jones too, but we were even talking about this before. I'm not ultra familiar with Alias. I've never read the Alias books. So
they
always looked
interesting even long before there was a TV show about them.
Yeah.
It was just not in the period where I was reading a whole lot, so
right.
I knew they existed, but I never actually picked any of them up.
Right. But it does look cool. The trailer was enough to get me excited, and I was going to watch
it. I mean, it's a couple weeks here.
A couple weeks. It's November, right?
Yeah.
And it's going to be a Netflix thing, so they're going to put the whole season up at once, and we can just binge watch it and get all the way through it like we did with Daredevil. It's going to be fun. And then we also, just along the same lines of teasers, they did show us a quick Daredevil Season 2 teaser. I don't know if you saw that.
Yeah, like
it
real
was,
quick.
It's real quick because most of it is just scenes that of everything that happened in Season 1, and then the very end of it you get to see some real quick stuff from Season 2, which had very, very fast glimpses of Punisher and Elektra in it.
Yeah.
So fast that you almost couldn't tell that
and
it was them.
Didn't Punisher do like a one-line voiceover?
Yeah.
I don't remember what he said.
Yeah, I don't either.
Yeah.
I remember, it was
It sounded cool.
It was enough
that.
To make me go, yeah, bring Daredevil back now. Cause
that's
it was,
February,
it was
right?
So good, yeah.
That's quick. Now, I thought they were doing every, like, 6 months or so, which those two would fit, but I'm positive they're filming Luke Cage already. I don't feel like they're going to film that and then hold it back till next November. So hopefully,
like
they'll speed up the release schedule.
They might
too,
though.
Just keep the
they
stuff
might
coming.
Have. I mean, they might. I feel like they might have fast tracked Daredevil because
for sure they did.
They weren't expecting that to be as, you know, successful as it was, and then it was amazing and successful. So they're like, we got to keep this going for sure. And is the plan still to bring all these guys together as the Defenders?
Still the plan, but the plan is ever-changing, it seems, like I said, because the plan was not to do a Daredevil Season 2 right away, but like you said, they hit the success, so they ran with it and tried to expand on it. Now they're bringing Punisher into Season 2, and they're already talking about how happy they are with him and how he might get his own show, and there's been a lot of...
That just
of,
seems a given, too,
it
with the
really
Punisher.
Does, yeah.
It seems a given.
I mean, there's been a lot of talks of... Because it was supposed to be Daredevil, then Jessica Jones, then Luke Cage, then Iron Fist, and then the Defenders. Now there have been more and more rumors about how they're having trouble formulating Iron Fist into a workable series. I think a lot of it has to do with the mysticism behind the character, which, again, not super familiar with.
Right.
So I don't know what exact problems they're running into, but basically I think they've got an okay outline for a story that they like, but they're not sure how to work the origin in and still make it work with the rest of the shows. So now the rumor mill has said that they're discussing possibly canceling that series, maybe just doing like a Netflix movie about the character.
Yeah.
And maybe replacing his series with the Punisher series.
Okay.
Which I'm pretty sure if the early buzz on the Punisher is accurate, then there's going to be a Punisher series, whether there's an Iron Fist series to go with it or not.
I think from the moment that they announced that the Punisher was going to be in Daredevil and then announced the casting for it, I was already certain there was going to be a Punisher series.
Yeah.
I just feel like he's going to be a great character to be in Daredevil, but... He's the Punisher, and the Punisher is big enough to have his own series, and the Netflix series is the perfect format for a character like the Punisher. And he's one of those Marvel characters who has always had a mainstream significance. You know what I mean? Like, even if people weren't reading Punisher books... Everybody knows who the Punisher is and knows the Punisher logo. Like, he's one of those mainstream comic characters.
Yeah.
I just feel like that was a no-brainer immediately. As soon as they were like, we're bringing him into Daredevil, I was like, well, then you're going to give him his own show, right? Because that's how it has to be.
Yeah. That's why I wonder about the release schedule. Because now they're already talking about 3 to 4 worlds that are, only one show's actually come out yet, and you can already feel like three or four of these worlds are almost fully formed.
I know.
I can't imagine them doing only every 6 months, because I don't know how long it takes to shoot these 13 episodes, but again, with so much stuff to work with, you're talking about then, I mean, if this new Daredevil is successful and they want to do another one next February too, then you're talking about February is Daredevil and every November is one of the other side characters, and now you're talking about, you know, seasons that don't even start until like 2018.
Oh my god.
And that doesn't sound right. I mean, you know,
that's
the,
so far
the success
away,
train is running,
like,
you seem like you jump on it. And again, especially because I've seen set pictures from Luke Cage. I know they're filming that show.
Right, right.
There's no way they're filming that now for a release next November. They've got to be doing so. I don't know if they're just throwing in Daredevil as like a bonus and they're still sticking with a 6 month thing and the next one is Luke Cage, or if they're going to maybe go back to a 3 to 4 month thing and try to do 3 a year. I'm not sure. I just don't think two is enough to keep up with the demand that they've already built up, despite the fact that only one of these shows is actually out.
That's amazing.
Which is awesome.
Yeah, it is awesome. Yeah. It is awesome. Man, that's so cool that they've been able to, like... It's cool because it's all still the Marvel Universe, but they've been able to create, like, this own successful subset to the films, you know, like you've got your movie world and your Netflix world, but they're all part of the same big world, and it's just amazing that it's working so well. And then in addition to that, you still have your network TV world, which is Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. and whatever else they're going to come out with, Agent Carter, and you know, anything else that happens there. It's amazing. They're on three different formats. They're all within the same world, but also exist perfectly as their own little worlds. It's amazing, and it's so fun. I love it.
And they blend together really well whenever they try to. It's always super entertaining when they do that stuff. I haven't caught any of this season of S.H.I.E.L.D. yet, but I'm excited. I've heard good things.
Yeah, it's been pretty fun. Yeah, I've kept up with it. Some real fun stuff with Gemma, because if you remember at the end of the last season where she got sucked into the big obelisk or whatever it is that they're calling it, there's an amazing episode, which I can't wait till you watch it, where they just talk about where she went and they show everything that happened to her while she was in this thing or this, you know, that sucked her in. And it's just, it's one of those great kind of episodes where they break from the normal format to kind of give you something very different from the feel of the show. Mm-hmm. And I love it when shows do that, do it well, you know. This was a great episode.
Awesome.
So that's been a lot of fun, and it's really cool to see. I mean, they are full on Inhumans now. Like, that is just what the show is about.
I've seen a couple of pictures from recent episodes, and I'm like, well, whoever it is I'm seeing is this big. He's got a bunch of tentacles out of the back of his head and stuff like that. I'm like, that is, apparently the production budget's gone up.
Yeah, he's pretty cool. I'm trying to remember the name of the character, but he is an actual comic villain. Yeah. He's an Inhuman. And I can't remember his name for the life of me right now, but he's kind of the big bad that they're chasing right now.
Oh, cool.
So it's kind of fun. Cool stuff. Yeah, I'm excited. Jessica Jones looks good. I'm in, no doubt about it. And it's, like you said, it's coming up quick. So we will probably be talking about that show on this show within a matter of weeks here. It's going to be awesome.
Yeah, like I said, I mean, I think it's two or three weeks from now when it comes out. So hopefully within a couple of episodes.
Yeah. As long as we can stay on track here, we'll be talking about it.
Because we're very good about doing this every 2 weeks.
We're very good at it.
I don't remember the last time we missed a...
Me either. Thing. We're on it. We're on it good. All right, so let's jump over to the sci-fi world now.
Cool.
Some really exciting news that just came out this week. So very, very topical for our podcast that we're recording on time right now. CBS made the announcement that a new Star Trek TV series is in the works.
It's probably the best announcement ever, just for the formatting of it.
Yes.
You know, like, hey, everybody, we're going to do a new show. Get excited. Oh, except no one can watch it.
Yes. That's exact. It was one of those moments where I got so excited because I was like, they're doing it. We've been talking about this and they're doing it. And I read the press release and I went, and what? You're putting it where?
Yeah. It's a CBS produced show. It's got the producers from the new movies that are doing it. It's going to be an all new cast and crew of Star Trek stories, but it's going to be, the premiere will be available on mass broadcast on CBS Network, and subsequent episodes will only be available through CBS All Access. Which is the...
I didn't even know that was a thing.
Yeah.
Okay? I bet nobody knew that was a thing until this press release
CBS came out. Was surprised when they read this. They went, we got what? Wait, how much? Yeah.
Yeah. It's $5.99 a month for...
Yeah, for pretty much just Star Trek.
For just Star Trek. Yeah. Because what else are you going to watch on CBS All Access?
Yeah.
Like the
you're going to watch every episode of Two and a Half Men... Which you can also watch every day on, like, 9 other channels.
I know! That's what I'm saying.
And a variety of CBS's old shows, which you can probably catch elsewhere also. It's just one of those, like, I mean, I like the format. I love the idea of networks separating themselves from cable. But, I mean, CBS is a free thing.
Yeah.
You can get, I literally have a couple of 2x4s and some coat hangers nailed together, and I get to pick up CBS from it. And that's a true story. That is a homemade antenna bungee corded to my roof.
Yeah.
Not bungee corded, zip tied to my roof that I get CBS from. I'm not going to pay $5.99 a month
for streaming CBS
to stream CBS services.
Well, that's my thing too. Like I'm all in, like you said, I'm all in for streaming services. I think that's a great format. I love being able just to watch the shows at my leisure. I like not having to, you know, pay for cable if I don't want to pay for cable. But these networks can't all just start creating their own stupid streaming services and then expect everybody to pay for Netflix and pay for Hulu and pay for CBS All Access and pay for NBC. Here's all our shows on streaming. And you know what I mean? Like
you gotta give me something more than that, or you gotta make it a lot cheaper. I mean, $6 is not a lot, but it's 75% of what Netflix costs.
I was going to say,
Netflix,
that's what I'm saying.
I get a billion more value.
It's going to start adding up quick. A lot of people have cut cable and gone to the streaming services because, you know, it's easier to watch stuff streaming nowadays. You don't have to follow the budget, the format or the time slots of cable. And on top of that, you can also get a little bit of a budget break. You don't have to pay for a bunch of TV that you're not watching. You just pay for the streaming services you want. It becomes less beneficial when all these networks decide that they're going to create their own streaming service and put their shows only on their own streaming services. People aren't going to buy 5 different streaming services. They're going to pick the 1 or 2 that they like, and they're going to stick with that.
Yeah.
So if you're going to put this brand new Star Trek series on a streaming service that nobody has and that nobody's going to buy unless they're cool with paying $6 just to watch Star Trek, I feel like you're setting the show up to fail.
Yeah.
Like, who's going to watch this show? You're not going to get your ratings. You're not going to get people paying you the money that you're hoping to get off of it. And that's the biggest downfall in this.
Mm-hmm.
And then you're going to blame Star Trek. Oh, nobody watched this show, probably because Star Trek sucks. Yeah, thanks, CBS. You know what I mean?
Again, literally, when they do the press release, the only other thing they can really tout is the fact that you can watch Two and a Half Men on it.
That's like, what I'm saying. Yeah!
That was a really super highly rated sitcom, and a lot of people liked it, but it's not... You can find it anywhere.
Anywhere. I mean, the reruns are playing constantly on Fox and any other of those networks on TV. I guarantee you could just find it by searching.
And I hesitate to hate it too hard, because I like where things are going.
Yeah.
I like the idea of being able to pay for the TV I want so that I don't have to pay $100 a month for a cable bill for something I use, you know, 6% of or whatever. I'm just saying that if you want to jump into the game and you want to jump in that hard, you got to up what you're giving away a lot.
For sure.
Because, I mean, like I said, Netflix is $7.99 a month. Hulu is 8 or 9, and I think you can get commercial-free Hulu for like 11 or 12.
Yeah.
You know, so $20, you can get those two things. That gets you a lot of past seasons and a lot of current seasons.
Right.
Between those two right there, and that's $20 a month. But then you look at, I mean, you add HBO, it's $15. And I cannot believe HBO is double what Netflix is.
That's insane.
But, I mean, they've got some quality shows at least, and it's stuff you really only can get from them.
Right.
And it's, you know, people will pay $15 for Game of Thrones. That's established. Cool. I'm not going to pay for it.
Right.
But I get it, you know.
Right.
Now, I also say that I've got an HBO deal through my cable thing. It's a really weird deal. I don't even know why they gave it to me. I pay a really low amount for cable because I only get 20 channels, but they just keep throwing HBO in as like a free bonus. So
that's awesome.
I just have it.
Yeah, well, I mean, because I'm doing like a full cable package with DVR and everything, but I'm still also doing Netflix and I'm doing the WWE Network.
Yeah.
So you know, I can't do much more than that. That's all I've got. Yep.
So look at that. So if you get Netflix, that's $8. You get Hulu, that's, we'll call it the commercial free, so that's like 12. So you're looking at 20. If you wanted to add HBO, 35. You've got the network. I mean, you're already up to $45 a month right there.
Yeah.
You get a ton of content, and that's still a little bit cheaper than, you know, a basic cable bill would be. But then if you start, I mean, if every network were $6 a piece, and you wanted to throw in, like, Sling TV, where you can get your ESPNs and Cartoon Networks and stuff like that, now you're looking at, you're already looking at 65 plus.
Ugh.
You know, you're almost up to $100 again. You might as well just have cable.
You might as well just have cable. Yeah. That's, yeah, exactly. These guys got to watch it, because they're just going to hand customers back to cable.
Yeah, you don't want to price yourself out of something on your way into something.
Yeah, exactly.
So.
Yeah.
So I don't know the solution, and I hope they find it, but until then, I'm going to make fun of CBS.
Yeah.
It's
so
silly.
So, streaming service aside, what do we think about the series, the Star Trek series?
I'm always excited.
I'm excited. Yeah. And we've actually talked about it here on the show, I think, when we were talking about Into Darkness, how we thought it'd be really cool to see Star Trek return to an actual weekly television format, because I mean that's let's face it, that's where Star Trek has always worked the best.
Yeah.
Star Trek is a TV show. It's cool to have the big movies where we have the action and all that stuff, but Star Trek is a very, like, it's more about, like, the human emotion and more intelligent kind of thinking and stuff like that than it is about,
it's very character driven,
explosions. Yeah. And I would love to see Star Trek kind of return to that form
for
on TV. So I'm hoping that that's what this new show is going to do. I hope. It's got, the same guy that was behind the movies on it, right?
Kurtzman.
Mm-hmm. So are we assuming that the show will take place in the JJ verse?
That would be my guess.
Yeah.
I mean, if those are the movies that they're still making and everything, and it's coming out, like, I think the next season after the third.
Yeah.
Chris Pine Star Trek comes out.
Right.
Because JJ's not doing the third one.
Right. Because he's a Star Wars guy now.
Yeah. I'm sure he's still producing and everything. But, like, the current movie run, the third one's going to come out, and then the next following season, this show's going to debut.
Yeah.
So my guess would be they will stick with this timeline.
Well, and it also makes sense, because if you think about it, it's been a very long time since Star Trek has been on TV. And the only Star Trek that people really know right now are the Abrams movies. Mm-hmm. Like, that is Star Trek to a lot of people. And if that's what the current audience knows, that's what you kind of want to stick with your new TV show. You don't want to go too crazy and try to do something that's a lot different than what you're putting out in your movies currently. And so I get it from that aspect for sure, you know.
Well, and I think it's been at least 5 years since Enterprise went off the air, hasn't it?
It's been a long time since Enterprise went off the air.
Yeah, quite a bit. And even that was like pre-timeline stuff.
Yeah.
So really, the last time we've seen anything
Voyager.
From the original timeline would have been, anything past Kirk in the original would have been, Voyager. And that was 10, 15 years ago,
that was
a
long time ago, it feels like now. Yeah.
So.
Yep. So, yeah, exactly. So, yeah, that's why I think it's going to be in the JJ verse, too.
Yeah,
I'm okay with that.
Yeah,
I'm fine with it.
I would vote for that,
I know,
given the option.
I know that there's just, it's so weird to see, people are so on two sides when it comes to the JJ movies. There's a lot of people that don't like them. But one thing that they've definitely done well is I feel like they've connected with audiences that were not necessarily Star Trek fans before, and I think that's one place where those movies definitely succeeded, is they were kind of more made for a more broad audience, and that's cool. I also enjoyed those movies quite a bit. I liked both of them just fine.
Yeah.
And
I
think it would be totally cool to see a new Star Trek TV series in that universe, as long as the series kind of does go back to the more character-driven format for the show and leave all the big adventure-y stuff for the movies.
Yeah, as always, if it's good, it's good.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
But I don't see any reason to go back to the old timeline. Not to say I don't love the old timeline, obviously.
I mean,
I'm just saying, like, if you're playing in this sandbox now, why go back to the playground in your old neighborhood. Yeah, you know,
I would love to see some more Next Generation era stuff, just like a continuation of that stuff. That's just because that's like my Star Trek.
Well, even then, you could do that for the new timeline if you really wanted to.
Oh man, wouldn't that be crazy?
You could redo Picard.
What if this is the JJ Next Generation? It's the Next Generation in the JJ verse.
Then somebody's getting $5.99 from old Johnny every month.
Oh my god. This would be crazy. I don't even know.
Yeah.
They're not going to do that.
If they just call it JJ the Next Generation.
JJ the Next Generation. Oh man. You know him from all those new Star Wars movies. Now see his.
Now here's this.
Now here's his
consume.
Yeah. Consume. Awesome. Well, I'm going to watch it somehow, but I'm probably not going to pay $5.99 for CBS All Access.
Well, that's the funny part. If you don't pay $5.99 for CBS All Access, then like 7 or 8 months later, you can just watch it on Netflix when the whole season hits.
That's
or
what
wherever.
That's what I'll have to do.
Yeah.
That's what I'll have to do. Yeah, because all the other Star Trek is on Netflix. Yeah. All Star Trek is on Netflix, with the exception of like a couple of the Next Generation movies for some reason, I think.
Weird.
I think they're missing one or two. Either way, but all the shows are there. All of it. You can watch all Star Trek. So
you
know hopefully this will hit there too.
Deep Space Nine.
I want to watch more. I need to watch more Deep Space Nine. I watch a lot of Next Generation still because I like it so much.
Yeah.
And for a while there, I was cranking through every episode in order. And my plan was to get all the way through the original series, get all the way through Next Generation, then start on Deep Space Nine, and then work my way to Voyager and everything. And I got all the way through the original series, I got almost all the way through Next Generation, and then my son was born, and I haven't been able to really go back to doing that. Because that's what I did, like, on the weekends. I would get up on the weekends, and my wife would still be in bed, so I'd be like, time to turn on Star Trek! And I'd just watch a couple episodes of Star Trek.
Now, Next Generation and Deep Space Nine, you'd have to overlap a little bit.
Yeah, and I didn't overlap them either, but yeah, because they started, Deep Space Nine started after, like, season 5 of
Something
Next
like
Generation,
that, yeah.
I think. So there was, like, 2 seasons of Next Generation that were happening at the same time as Deep Space Nine.
Yeah.
And I thought about doing the overlapping thing, but I thought that might get a little too complicated trying to figure it out.
It does.
So,
I figured that when I was trying to watch Flash and Arrow together, which, for the record, you don't have to go too far out of your way to watch them together, but probably there's a few episodes where it'll definitely help.
Okay.
But I was doing the same. Like, I'm doing Google searches to try to figure out, like, what episode do I watch next? I'm so confused.
Yeah. See, I didn't want to get that deep in with this. I figured I'd get through Next Generation, and then I'd start Deep Space Nine, and I'd understand, because I just finished watching Next Generation, so I'd know.
Yeah.
You know, whenever Worf... You know, well, Worf didn't jump over to Deep Space Nine until after Next Generation ended, right? Yeah, he stayed with Next Generation all the way through. I just watched... Now I'm totally on a weird Star Trek tangent. I just watched Insurrection the other day because it was on TV.
Yeah.
And weird thing, I had never seen Insurrection. I don't
really
know why. I have no idea why, but it was one of those Star Trek movies that I was like, huh, I know it doesn't. You know what else I've never seen? Nemesis.
You never saw Nemesis?
So I need to watch Nemesis still.
That was like their last one.
That was the last one.
You should probably watch that.
I know. Well, I'm going to definitely now because I just watched Insurrection.
Yeah.
Insurrection
was... How did
you
miss the last two movies? You love The Next Generation.
I don't know. I can't even tell you how I miss those. It's
the,
so weird.
Nemesis. It's Tom Hardy's in that.
Bane?
No.
Good
Tom Hardy. Not Bane Tom Hardy.
What are we talking about? What Tom?
It's
Hardy?
Tom. Yeah. Yes, it is Bane. Oh. But I'm trying to forget that whole
Picard.
Thing.
Captain Picard.
Now I'm gonna.
So good to see you.
That is actually exactly what he said.
Like, is that what it was? Then, yeah.
Yeah. Welcome. I'm going to make sure that's 100% sure that that's him, but I'm positive. That's because that's one of those things where I remember looking down a list one day and being like, he was in that? Oh, he was a prominent role in that.
Hey, anyway, in Insurrection, I like how Worf just is there. Like, he comes in the beginning, and Picard even says, Worf, what are you doing here? And then they just kind of, like, breeze right over that, and Worf's just with him the whole movie. I'm like, yep, all right, I accept.
Yeah, absolutely. Why wouldn't you?
But that movie was basically just a 2-hour episode of The Next Generation.
I can see that.
Like, I liked it, But it seriously felt like something that could have just been on TV.
Yeah. But it was, I mean,
it was still good. Super good. I still liked it. Yeah. But I guess in comparison to First Contact and Generations, the epicness factor was not near the same as those two movies. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, Generations was a big deal because Kirk and Picard were in the same timeline and Kirk died. And for spoiler alert. And first and First Contact
was
our
best one yet.
Yeah. First Contact was a big deal because the Borg are crazy and they went back in time to try to stop like Earth from discovering warp drive. Yeah.
Yeah.
So like those movies had like these big epic like world changing like scenarios. And then Insurrection was just like, oh, here's this planet where these people don't age and these other weird aliens are trying to take it. That's all that's happening here.
That's what's great about Star Trek.
But it was good.
Yeah.
But it was good. Yeah. Well, yeah. That's not a complaint. Yeah. That's not a complaint. Yeah. It's just, it was one of those things I just kind of was like really noting to myself while watching it. I was like, this is fun, but this is so not in the same scale of adventure as those other two movies were. But
well,
I digress.
I checked, and yes, Star Trek Nemesis is like the fourth credit on Tom Hardy's IMDb page. So this was early Tom Hardy.
Wow.
So check it out.
You have my permission to warp. Fire photons.
So sad. But it's so funny.
You're so sad. All right, well, let's jump ship.
Is there literally anything else important going on in the geek world?
Yes.
Anything at all?
Anything.
I can't think of a single other.
There's probably one thing. We're going to jump over to another galaxy. This one is far, far away. We got to talk about Star Wars. We have to talk about Star Wars.
We're terrible podcasters.
We are.
That trailer came out 3 weeks ago.
They dropped an amazing trailer that was so good. I was sobbing, and my wife was like, I don't understand why you think this is so good. And I'm like, oh, this is amazing. I'm like crying. So she didn't actually say that. She thought it was cool.
Were you actually crying?
I could have. I felt like I get that little frog in my throat where I was just I'm so excited. Right
I couldn't
now, you know
cry
what I mean?
Because I was too busy being mad at the internet.
What were they doing now?
That's that night that debuted. Is when the tickets went on sale.
Oh, that's right.
And I spent three and a half hours trying to watch football and buy
tickets. You were so mad. Well, yeah, yeah, okay, yeah, because the tickets went on sale to the movie the night that trailer debuted, and we were going to try to do the big marathon, but the only places we could go to do the big marathon was, what, one theater in St. Louis was doing it?
Yeah, there was one theater about 90 miles from us, but it's a general seating theater, so we would have had to have been there at like 7 o'clock the night before, I'm sure, to get
seats.
To
line up so that we could sit together?
Yeah, and then the only other, there wasn't another theater within 180 miles of us.
Yeah.
And the ones that were doing it, they had a couple of them that were, you know, you can reserve seats, but it was just, I mean, such a drive.
Yeah.
And then you watch 20 hours of movies, and then you got to drive home.
Oh,
and
yeah, it was going
to
be
Thursday.
Insane.
We probably were going to have to try to work on Friday, so
yeah.
I'd rather just stay in town, go to the new one with a ton of friends. So
yeah.
I bought 20 tickets.
Yeah, that's what we did. I just remember getting the updates from you, like, that whole night, because you just kept sending emails just more and more aggravated as the night went on. Jaren responded that one time, was just like, I think Star Wars broke John. I was dying, dude. I was like, this is just entertaining to watch John. Like, at this point,
well,
I'm sure I'll get tickets to a movie somewhere.
And,
so
you
it's
know,
just
the funniest thing is, and I knew, I'm pretty sure the one we bought tickets to, I think the tickets are still available.
Yeah.
I knew it wasn't going to sell out in
yeah.
this town,
yeah.
like, the day they went on sale. It was just a matter of, like, I want to get on there. I want to get a bunch. I want to get a lot of them and buy them at the same time, because sometimes we run into problems with those premieres. If we try to go into a big group, everybody sort of piecemeals their tickets. Well, by the time showtime comes, they've moved times and theaters around, so some of us might be in one theater and the others are listed at a different one, and so
yeah.
we try to sit together. So I was like, let me just buy them all at once and get it done, and it won't be that big a deal. And I just sat there for hours. And they also, the tickets were supposed to go on sale when the trailer went live,
yeah.
which was during halftime of Monday Night Football. Now, the game starts at like 7:30 local time.
Right.
halftime somewhere in the vicinity of like 9, 8:30, 9, something like that. Those tickets were on sale. Like, you emailed me at like 6.
Yeah.
And we're like, hey, Facebook says they're up. And that's when I went on. I'm like, why would they be up 3 hours early? Yep, they're... clearly they're available because I can't get on Fandango.
Yeah, yeah.
Or the AMC
website.
Well,
the whole internet was breaking. That's what was so nuts about it. Like, everybody everywhere was, like, talking about how they couldn't get on to whatever movie site they were trying to get onto to buy those tickets.
Yeah,
like,
movie tickets. Everything was down. Fandango was down. The AMC website was down. I'm sure a bunch of other individual theater websites were down. It was
mayhem. And then, like, our internet went out here, and I don't know if that has anything to do with it at all. It was probably just a crazy coincidence. We lost internet here, and so, like, we were on our phones, and our phones weren't working, and our internet broke, which meant that, like, our whatever we were streaming or trying to watch stopped working. And I was just like, Star Wars just broke everything. I was like, nothing's working right now because of Star Wars. Yeah. They broke the world. it was crazy. But the pre-sales broke a bunch of records, right?
Oh, for sure. Yeah.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
That's so cool.
It's going to be...
That movie's going to make a buttload of money.
Dude, I hope so. I almost fear that it's got too many, because there's people already going, it might be the biggest moneymaker of all time. It might be. It's got a better shot than anything going into it, but man, that's a tall order.
Yeah.
You know, so I don't want to get my hopes up too high, and then so when it ends up like 6th best of all time, I go, oh, what a failure.
Dang. Yeah, that's what will happen too.
Movie studios do that all the time. I don't need to do that.
Yeah, the internet media will go out there and go, Star Wars failure. Ranked number 2 at the box office. Failed. It's bad.
JJ can't beat Cameron.
Oh, man. Anyway, the trailer was awesome.
Yeah.
And it was super exciting to see. And one of the things that I just absolutely love still, it's been so refreshing with this. That's the final trailer.
Mm-hmm.
And we hadn't really gotten a whole lot before that, just a small teaser. And even though this was the final trailer, it still doesn't tell us anything.
I have no idea what that movie is about.
Exactly. They have not spoiled the story of this movie at all. The only thing we've got are just these little glimpses of things that are happening in the movie. Now, we've seen Finn wielding a lightsaber. We've seen, you know, him and, what's her name? What's Daisy's name in the movie?
I'm trying to think of her name in the movie. Daisy's all I keep thinking
Daisy's
of.
Her actual name.
The girl.
Yes.
Yeah.
But, you know, we've seen a lot of them together. I love that scene with Han Solo in that trailer. It's probably one of the best scenes in that whole trailer because she mentions how there's, you know, there's rumors, you know, of what happened.
Yeah.
And he just goes, it's true. It's all true. The Jedi, you know, the Empire.
Dark side.
It's all the Force. It's all true.
Yep.
And that is such a great, great thing to see Han Solo saying because it just shows you how much the character of Han Solo has grown. Mm-hmm. He's like this wise...
Because he was the denier.
He was the denier in the original movies, you know? He didn't believe in hokey religions and the fairy tales. None of that is a match for a good blaster at your side. And now here he is saying, it's all true.
Yep.
Jedi, the Force, it's there, it's true. It's really, this all really happened. And that's just one of those cool moments. It's like chill-inducing. It's just like, oh my God, this is so good.
I love how... Many, like, there's such an abundance of rumor on the internet, or just among fan circles, however you want to say it. It's one of those deals where part of me wanted to sort of stay away from the information on this movie and go in as cold as I can, and I failed miserably. I've read a ton of stuff. But the funny thing is, there's so many, like, rumors and conflicting ideas and whatever else, like... You can be all engulfed in everything that's going on out there and still have no idea what's going to actually happen in that movie. Because they're all pretty baseless. They all make sense in their own way, but half of them contradict each other anyway. So they're really like, no matter what, when the movie comes out, somebody's going to be like, I knew it, I told you so, I knew it. But any way they go with it, you know, half of them will be able to say and half of them won't. So there's really no actual... There's so much tease by omission.
Well.
And then there's tease by little, like, snapshot and stuff. Like, everyone seems convinced that Finn is a stormtrooper.
Yeah. Just because of that one scene. Which, maybe he is.
Maybe he is.
Or maybe he just disguised himself like Han and Luke did.
Or any number of things. Like, it's one of those things. I keep reading rumors, and you read... you read enough synopsises where you start to go, wait, they're taking something for granted, and I don't understand. Because I never for a second thought he had to be a stormtrooper just because he was in a stormtrooper outfit.
Right, right.
But everybody writes like it's taken for granted that, oh, he's this ex-stormtrooper that does so-and-so. I'm like, I mean, maybe, but I don't know that just from the fact that he pulled a helmet off in one scene. That could mean anything, you know?
Well,
and then all the Luke stuff.
I was gonna say, then the big thing has been Luke, because he has been absent from the poster and the trailers, except for that voiceover and that teaser. Mm-hmm. We haven't seen Luke,
and everybody keeps saying the only thing we've seen is him all in the cloak.
Yeah,
we're not 100% sure that was Luke. It probably was. He had the hand. It looked like.
Yeah,
but we don't know.
We don't know for sure if that was him. We just because the voiceover was happening.
Yeah.
So, you know, there's been all that, oh, he's going to be Kylo Ren, which I don't think he is. I don't think
there's any way that he's Kylo Ren, because Kylo Ren is a totally different actor.
Exactly. You know? Yeah. That's the thing. Like, I think they've even outright said at this point that he's not Kylo Ren. Because, yeah, like you said, we already know the actor that's playing Kylo Ren.
Well, they also said Benedict Cumberbatch wasn't Khan.
Oh, well. So. But we all knew that going in.
We did all know that going in.
That was way different. I don't know. It's just been.
I'm just saying they're not above lying about it, but I don't think that's right either.
I don't think so. But it's fun to see the speculation.
Yeah.
Like, people really want to know what's up with Luke.
Yep.
Like, why is he missing from everything? Why is he not in the trailers? And we don't really know what type of a role he's going to play. Maybe he's not going to have a big role in Force Awakens. You know, maybe he's not. Maybe it's a very small role. So it's going to be very interesting to see what happens with it, for sure.
Yeah.
But.
And I've seen rumors ranging everything from he is Kylo Ren, he's Kylo Ren's master.
Oh, yeah, like Kylo Ren's his apprentice?
I've seen some that say he's he's a recluse now.
Like Obi-Wan?
So he's the new Yoda or Obi-Wan or whatever, you know, like any of that. Like a billion things.
Well, we saw, did you see in the trailer, there's like a whole clan of Rens. It's not just Kylo Ren. There's a bunch of them. Because it's a clan of some. It's like the Ren clan or something like that.
But he's the only one with a lightsaber.
He's
right?
The only one. I think he's the only one that's like a Force guy.
Yeah.
I don't. We don't know anything about these guys yet. We don't know what the deal is. I think the only thing. I don't even know if this is official or it's kind of been like the big running thing about him, the big running guess, is that he's not necessarily a Sith. He's not a Sith Lord, but he is Force sensitive, and he's got some sort of fascination with Darth Vader, which was kind of alluded to in the trailer, because he's got Vader's helmet, and he says something about finishing what he started or something like that. So he wants to be a Sith, but he's not technically a Sith. Because even his lightsaber is like, it's not a perfect saber. It's got like that crackle thing going on. It's jagged. It's not a straight blade, so it's almost like he made a saber, but it's not perfect. I don't know. That's kind of been a running assumption with him that I kind of feel could very well be accurate with him. But I'm real anxious to see just like what his motive is, like what his reasoning is for all this stuff, especially with like the Vader helmet that we keep seeing in the trailers. I think that stuff's real exciting.
Which, and for the record, we don't know that that's him holding it either. But I mean, they make it pretty. They make it seem pretty obvious that he does have some sort of Vader obsession.
Yeah,
you know. But you don't know with any of this stuff what's going on.
Right.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm excited because it could mean anything.
We're so close.
And
we saw Leia finally too in that trailer.
Yeah.
How great did she look? Just that whole scene where she like hugs Han. It's just like
And she's got her own character poster and everything.
She's got a character poster. Yep. She's on the movie poster. The movie poster looks so good. Very Star Wars, you know.
I was going to bring up the prequels, but now I'm thinking maybe we'll just do a Star Wars episode in December.
And
I'll settle down by then.
John rewatched, rewatch all the prequels?
Yeah.
Yeah,
I was taking my kid through them, and I don't know. I've been a defender of those movies for years, and I'm really second-guessing my decision to rewatch them.
I love it.
Just so much. But maybe we should watch them together.
Okay.
And then we'll
podcast. Do I have to watch episode one?
Maybe we could skip that one, because we watched that one like
three or four
years ago
at
in the
theater. And we left that movie going, well, that's still that.
I'll say it flat out. Episode one is hot garbage.
It's no good at all.
We can watch the last 20 minutes of it.
I was going to say,
just
I
for
love
that fight scene.
The fight scene is great. Darth Maul is a cool character. That movie is junk.
Yeah. The rest is just offensive.
I just remember, how excited I was the first time I saw that movie and how I left that movie still excited. Like I was in some sort of weird denial.
Yeah.
Like we all were. Yep. Everybody was.
Yep.
Oh, man.
It's sort of like when we walked out of The Dark Knight Rises. We were like, that was good.
No, we were all real confused. We didn't know how to feel about that
but
movie.
We were saying positive things until the next night.
Well, it's like,
it was
I
the
don't...
next night we got together and went, but it was fine because this happened.
We
and,
talked
well,
ourselves
that was stupid.
Out of liking that movie.
And then that happened. Well, that was even stupider.
Oh, my God. Force Awakens, please don't.
Dude,
please
what
don't
if they episode one us?
Oh, don't. I don't even want to think about that being a possibility.
What if it's just like Star Wars, the Jar Jar Files?
Oh, man. Jar Jar is Kylo Ren the whole time.
There's more. But I didn't even bother to read the whole thing. There's more bananas theories out there talking about how Jar Jar was a Sith Lord.
I saw that. I'm just like, this
yeah.
Is...
I love you, Internet. You're the best.
He was a Have Sith you... the whole time.
Did you read that? Batman, Superman.
Who's on the force?
Rumor I sent you.
You know what? I didn't even. I couldn't read it at work because it was blocked.
Yeah.
And
really?
So yeah, weird. I don't know. Everything's blocked.
Well, are we done with Star Wars?
Yeah, we can okay. End Star Wars.
We will do a Star Wars episode in December.
Oh my God, we have to do more Star. There's gonna be a lot of Star Wars talk in December. You guys just
like,
better
you know
be
this
ready
movie's
for that.
A month away.
I know.
Like
40 I know.
Days, something like that. If that.
We need to like live. Record while we're at the theater or something like before.
They frown on that.
Do they? What if I'll just bring
recording in a movie theater?
Not
yes,
filming,
that's something.
Not filming, like okay.
Well, even if we're in the movie trying to talk about the movie,
not
oh, you're talking about in
while
line?
The movie
okay.
Is going
okay.
On. I mean, I should okay. Bring.
I am not a smart man.
Recorder.
You have to spell things
and
out for me.
We should like get some like. Quotes and stuff of our excitement before and after the movie, so we've got like our legitimate like raw feelings captured on audio.
Absolutely.
I think that would be fun for the show. So
absolutely,
we'll do that, and then I will film the movie and bootleg it.
Yes, that's our style.
Because that's
it's
what we
do.
I won't really do that.
We need to. We've talked about forming our own
Disney
marathon
listening?
Anyway.
I'm not really going
to
do that.
The Disney is always listening. So we've talked about trying to form our own marathon anyway, leading up to episode 7. So
yeah.
We'll just need to do that and then podcast on it.
Yeah.
Maybe bring some special guests in to talk about Star Wars with
us. Yeah, that'd be fun. That'd be fun.
And the prequels.
The prequels. Oh, we should totally talk about this real quick, though. One more last thing with Star Wars that I think is really, really cool.
Oh, yeah.
There was a gentleman by the name of Daniel Fleetwood, and you guys have probably seen this by now. It's always sad news when you learn of somebody who's so young that finds out that they have terminal cancer, because that's what happened with him. He's 32 years old, found out that he was going to die very, very soon, probably wasn't going to live long enough to see Star Wars next month, which is super sad, and he's just a diehard Star Wars fan. I mean, this is, you know, big, big Star Wars fan, massive collection, loves Star Wars. So they started a petition on social media trying to basically let him get to see the movie before it came out, since he probably wasn't going to be alive when it actually got released. Crazy, very similar to that Fanboys movie about episode 1.
Oh, yeah.
But it caught enough attention that you had people like Mark Hamill supporting it and all kinds of people got behind it.
John Boyega?
Yep, like, John Boyega. So, like, all these people were, like, supporting this, like, just to let this guy see the movie. So what happened, it got enough of a following, it got enough substance behind it that Disney did it. Disney made the dream come true for this guy. J.J. Abrams and Lucasfilm showed up at this guy's house, at Daniel's house, with an unedited version of the movie. It's not fully done yet. And they did a screening for him, and they let him watch Force Awakens right there in his home. Did a private screening for him.
That's
so
what it's all about.
It's just,
you know?
That is just, you know, great news. Yeah. Great stuff. For, I mean,
servicing your fans. Doing
exactly.
Something nice for
exactly. So you got to give major props to Disney and Lucasfilm and J.J. Abrams and every single one of the actors that jumped on board to support this cause, because that's just, that's awesome, man. You just, you always got to give back to the people that have given so much of their lives supporting this franchise and the things that they love. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it's a real, it's really, really, really sucks that he obviously doesn't have much longer to live, but at least he gets this, just this amazing bit of generosity that was bestowed upon him in his last days. That's so cool.
Yeah.
So, you know, good job, Disney and Lucasfilm. That's really, really great. And JJ. Yeah. I mean, it makes me very proud.
And John Boyega and Mark Hamill. And like you said, everybody who,
all those guys
who got involved in that. It's just, it's like you said, it's so sad, but such a positive reaction.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, absolutely. It's one of those great things that just, you know, it every now and then we need that little reminder that, man, there are some really awesome people in this world, and we really can do some cool things for each other when we really come together to do it. And that's a great example of that right there. So, good stuff.
Yep.
All right, did you have one last thing that you wanted to talk about? Maybe
that, so you never read that Batman Superman thing I said?
No, I didn't.
Well, I'll throw it out just for a few minutes. I almost feel weird throwing it out because it is such a whacked out theory. But I've actually caught it gaining mainstream momentum. Not as in, I've never seen a single person go, hey, look at this theory, it sounds great.
It's accurate.
But a lot of, I've seen a lot of like legitimate like news and geek news sites and stuff like that come and go, hey, you should check this out. It is absolutely bonkers. You know, and it was like, what is the name of the site it comes from? The guy who wrote it, it's a Brazilian entertainment site.
Okay.
So it's actually, it's kind of hard to read just for the broken English type.
Okay.
It's not very well written out, but it's a second language, so I'm sure it's very well written out.
Right.
For someone who doesn't know English that well,
but
it's a force to get through, and it's like 5,000 words. It's super long, but it's this whole breakdown of how, I don't even know where to start. It's so crazy.
Okay.
Basically, Ben Affleck's not playing Bruce Wayne in the new movie. That's
already,
the theory. No. It's
okay.
Awesome.
Okay.
This basically, Batman versus Superman does tie into the Nolanverse.
No.
Yeah, that's why. Well, you can tell because it's Batman v Superman. And if it were versus, it would be VS. But it's just V, which is the Roman numeral 5. Because it's the fifth movie, you see. There were three Batmans and then Man of Steel and now this. And
wait.
Bruce Wayne is still Christian Bale.
How is,
and he's in exile.
Okay.
Ben Affleck is playing Deathstroke.
Huh? Okay.
Who has taken up the Batman mantle in the comics before.
Okay.
For short stints.
Okay.
And he also has a butler. So that explains Jeremy Irons.
Oh.
His Deathstroke has a butler, apparently.
Right, yeah.
You know, yeah. And it just goes, Leto Joker is actually a continuation of Joseph Gordon-Levitt's Robin character, because this comes years and years after the Batman saga.
Okay.
And the actual Heath Ledger Joker had gotten a hold of that Robin and tortured him and made him crazy. So Leto's not really playing the Joker. He's playing this Robin type Joker.
Okay.
Yeah. Man, I'm sure it keeps going on and on. There's more crazy stuff like that. But it is all... And so at the end of this movie, Christian Bale's going to come out, and he's going to be the real Batman again. And the way they
connect
stuff, dude, like...
I'm back!
Seriously, part of the evidence that he was trying to put out there was that in one of the scenes in the trailer, you can see a question mark in part of the graffiti, which you probably remember because it looks like a Riddler question mark.
Yeah.
Well, there was a comic book cover during the run where Deathstroke was playing Batman that also had a question mark on it. Ignore the fact that the comic book also had other words that formed a question.
Okay.
You know? Seriously, like, that's part of the evidence.
Oh, man.
And what was the other absolute... Oh, yeah. Because in the trailer, he says something about, like, do you bleed, you will, or something like that.
Yeah.
And in the game, Injustice Gods Among Us, one of Deathstroke's sayings at the beginning of a fight is, you're going to bleed soon, or something like
that. Clearly.
You know, yeah.
Let's link it to a fighting game, these
universes that have nothing to do with each other. And I'm not... Like, it is clearly insane,
and none of it is accurate.
I'm trying not to, like, actually come down too hard on it, because it's sort of a fun read, you know?
Like, okay, WB wouldn't be smart enough to, like, do that sort of thing. Like, there's no way, like, you would try to explain to a WB exec, oh, no, but one time, Slade Wilson, who is Deathstroke, actually took up the mantle of Batman. What? Huh? No, Batman's Bruce Wayne.
Yeah.
Bruce Wayne. Because Vince McMahon runs WB.
Yeah. Why wouldn't he?
Yeah. So that's how that would go down.
That was actually one of the very first arguments I had. Again, I don't think there's a single person who didn't write it that has taken this seriously at all.
But when
I was talking about it with the people who sent it to me, that's one of the first things I said is, like, this is fully inaccurate, 100%. And you know how I know? Because DC cannot plan this big.
No, they can't.
Ahead of time.
No.
They can't keep their plans straight movie to movie, let alone five movies in a different franchise
later.
That's
some serious, far-fetched, wishful thinking there.
It's not even wishful thinking, because that would be an awful movie.
I know, right?
Like, that's really what it
was. Like,
that
guy would be the only one excited about that happening. Like, I told you all, and everybody else would be going, oh, we wish you were wrong.
Which is the only thing that makes me think maybe the WB is doing it. Because that was my other point, is I wouldn't be at all surprised if someone at the WB read this and went, oh, we got to do it.
Oh,
go recut everything.
This is genius. Brilliance! I'm glad I thought of it.
But again, the biggest thing I think is so funny is I got this on a Friday afternoon, and it took me an hour to read the thing.
It is.
And I'm not coming down on that again, because there's language barriers. I understand that. I've got a lot of foreign family. I know how language barriers go, so I'm not cracking down on that by any means. It's just rough to get through some of the sections trying to figure out what these sentences mean. I was very relieved to find out that it was written by a foreigner, because I'm like, okay, now that at least makes sense.
Oh, geez.
But it is a fun read to try to get through, just because you keep going, it can't get any crazier, and then it keeps getting crazier. And I could not believe it the next week, because I read that on a Friday, went my whole weekend, forgot all about it. Come Monday and Tuesday, I'm catching this on Huffington Post and I think Variety, like all sorts
of
things.
How did that get so much traction?
Because a few people read it and went, hey, everybody, this is nuts. Go check it out. And again, in fairness, that's what all of the links to it are.
Yeah.
All of the headlines I saw that were like, hey, check out this crazy Batman versus Superman theory. At no point did they go, maybe. They all went, this is crazy.
This is nuts.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
But it's super fun. So, yeah, I'd encourage you to go out there and try to find that and see how much of it you can get through, because it is.
I want to see.
It'll melt your brain for a couple hours.
Oh, what just happened? I can't wait till Christian Bale comes back. Look out, Superman.
Batman 5 Superman.
Batman 5 Superman.
Yeah.
That's what I'm calling
you
that movie
it?
Now. Why was Man of Steel Batman 4?
Well, it's the fourth movie in the franchise.
Oh,
you know?
Oh my God.
Dude, there was something like...
Oh, man.
How did it go?
The V is a 5 because they put numbers on any of the other Batman movies. Why would they do it on this one?
They took a real weird clip where, like, there's 13... archways that someone's staring at in part of the trailer, and the 13, I don't even remember what it, like, means something to, like, it is so stretching so hard to try to be,
Oh man. They would never get that deep with a mainstream movie like that. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
They would never go
that there's
deep.
No way. No. And they wouldn't, there's no way they were going to do another Christian Bale Batman without marketing the bejesus out of it.
Right, exactly.
You
like, Christian Bale's not going to just, like,
show
up in this movie without anybody, it's just, that's insane. Awesome.
Oh.
Sounds fun, though.
Yeah, good times. Let us know what you think about that, listeners.
Yeah,
viewers,
I'm curious to see if anybody
out
there
I'm sure some of you guys have read it. So
I'm sure, because it was everywhere.
Yeah.
It was all over the place.
And, you know, for whatever reason, the website it came from, you can't copy and paste anything. You couldn't highlight anything to pull it out. And I even saw most of the articles I read that were linking to it or referencing it, even said on there, like, we wanted to give you some quotes, but we can't.
Yeah.
So I didn't even know you could do that.
They just blocked it. They weren't forcing people to give them traffic is what it was.
So, wow. Yeah, it worked.
That's amazing.
So.
Cool. Well, hey, I think that's a good place to wrap things up for the night. We actually had a lot of things to talk about.
I think this is the best episode we've done in a long time.
It's been a while. Yeah, best one we've done in a couple weeks at least.
Yeah.
At least. So. Cool. Well, there you go,
guys. Go us.
Go us. We'll try to be better, we promise. But hey, guys, don't forget, we always encourage fan interaction with our show. We had a few people that posted some questions. Well, we didn't really get a lot of questions this time. We got asked about the Star Wars trailer. We got asked about Ash versus the Evil Dead, which neither of us have had a chance to check out
yet.
Yeah,
it's only a few days ago.
So we're going to watch that at some point, so we'll definitely
speak up
about
that. Halloween was a busy night for us.
Yes, it was. The weekend. It was like a Halloween weekend. Yeah.
You had a little Iron Man running around, and I had a Yoda and a Tinkerbell.
Yeah, that's amazing. It was fun.
The great part was Tinkerbell picked out Yoda's costume.
Oh, that is awesome. Yeah, he looked so cool. Spencer didn't ever want to wear the mask. We got him to wear it for a little while, and then he was just like, I'm done with the helmet thing.
they get.
That's fine, you know.
Yeah.
I wanted to paint a little goatee on him so that he was Tony Stark, but I was just, I thought that he would have. It would have bugged him, I think.
You think?
He would. I don't know.
If you would have just drawn it on?
I should have just did it. Yeah. but
you live, you learn.
You
got next year.
Yeah, exactly. And this was his first year actually, like, trick-or-treating, like, for real.
Yeah.
And, man, did he catch on to that real fast. Like, as soon as he found out that going up to houses meant he got a piece of candy, oh, he was just all about it. He was awesome.
That's awesome.
So cool. So, yeah, guys, if you've got questions that you want to ask us relating to any of the topics that we're discussing, or if you have a really cool thought about something we've discussed, or you just want to suggest a topic for us, head over to our Facebook page. It's just facebook.com/geekeasypodcast. I always try to put up a post right before we get ready to record to remind you guys if you've got questions to ask, but feel free to just post them there anytime you want to, or message us on there, however you want to do it. And if it's a good question that we haven't really covered yet, we will definitely bring it right here on the show and answer the best of our ability.
Or if it's a real quick one, we might even be able to just answer it right then and there.
So. Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. So definitely post your questions. We would love that. And while you're there, like that Facebook page too. That way you can stay up to date with us. The podcast itself is available in several different formats. If you are an audio person, you can find our podcast on iTunes. You can find us on Stitcher if you're an Android user, or you can find us on Podbean if you've got the Podbean app. So whatever your preferred way is of listening to us. One thing we ask is that you give us a rating, especially on iTunes. Leave us a review, because the more reviews we get, the more in the rankings we can actually hit, which means more people will find us. So leave us some rankings and some ratings and some reviews and all that good stuff, and that would be very helpful. And then, of course, I am also putting the video segments up on YouTube. So if you are a video person, you're watching us on YouTube right now, possibly, be sure to hit that subscribe button so you don't miss out on episodes of The Geek Easy and all the other fun video things that I'm doing. Any final thoughts that you've got for everybody today? Oh, I can't wait till we discuss that stuff. All right, guys. Well, until next time, I'm Pixel Dan.
I'm Jonathan Leonard.
Take care, my friends.
The Geek Easy Podcast is a production of PixelDan.com. Musical tracks used in the intro and outro are used with full permission of the respective owners or creators. Intro and outro narrations are provided by me, Brian T. Stevenson. Any animated series discussed are copyright their respective owners. PixelDan.com's The Geek Easy Podcast is provided for entertainment purposes only. The views expressed are those solely of the hosts or guests and do not necessarily represent those of PixelDan.com or any other party. Be sure to join us next time for another installment of the Geek Easy Podcast.